Former Western Hockey Leaguer, former draft pick of the Quebec Nordiques, Dan Lambert joins us now. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Dan. Man, the rich get richer because you guys did acquire Josh Morrissey, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't played for you either. So you're getting Morrissey, who just won a gold medal at the World Juniors, and Leon Draisaitl as a coach on a team that's playing so well, where, you know, guys are fitting into their roles. Is the biggest challenge going to be maybe not to disrupt that because everything has been going so well?
Well, certainly, you know, it is always a challenge, and we did give up, you know, some individuals. So there is plenty of ice time for both those players, and they are both very special. So I think our players, as sad as they are to see the other guys go, they sure are excited to see the pieces coming in.
Now, Dan, you know, Leon had all eyes on him, obviously, the first half of the season here with the Oilers. Now he comes to you. As Jason said, you've got a decision to make. You've got a really good hockey club ticking along atop the whole league. Where do you see Leon fitting, both position-wise and on in terms of your lines? Because your centers, for one thing, have been terrific all year.
Yeah, they have been. And certainly, you know, like I mentioned, I mean, you know, Chris Schmidley is one of the players that went in the moves that we made, and Austin Glover, and those are both forwards. So that did certainly, you know, free up some positioning for, or some ice time for Leon. Leon, you know, we're going to put him with Tyson Bailey and Dylan Dubé to start tonight. Both guys are able to score. Gage Quinney had played a few games with them. You know, and Gage is an old teammate of Leon, and certainly understands that Leon is a pretty special player, and I don't think he was too upset about giving that spot away to him.
Now, you know, Nick Merkley, Rourke Scharche, those guys I think are second and fourth respectively in the league. You've got now two really balanced offensive line, Dan. And, you know, I know you were in that Quebec Nordiques organization, having Forsberg and Sakic when they eventually came there together. You can see the advantages of having two dominant top lines. So is your plan to stick Bailey and Draisaitl long-term? And, you know, like, how many games do you think they would need to get comfortable in your eyes? And how patient will you be with them as a tandem?
Well, I know I'm going to have to be for sure patient with Leon. You know, it's never easy coming back from the National Hockey League, and we all know he's a very elite player. But in saying that, you know, when you think of great players and you think, oh, they should work together, it doesn't always work the way you envision. So certainly we think that Tyson can be, you know, one can be Leon's winger, and we're hoping that it works. But certainly, if it doesn't, but we will give them some time. Whether it's 2, 4, 6 games, I can't tell you that for sure. You know, sometimes you can tell after 5 shifts that it just doesn't work or it won't work, and then you have to readjust.
You know, it's interesting, Dan. Leon came here after the draft, all the hoopla that you'd expect. You know, word from scouts and what we saw with our eyes was, yeah, big, strong kid, obviously mature, might be able to handle it physically in the National Hockey League. But, oh, he's got to pick up a step or two. Then he comes out here at the skills competition. Now, it's not a game, and is the fastest skater on top of Taylor Hall. Were you aware that he moved as well as he does, and have you seen that in the very short time that he's been there?
Well, I have to be honest, I had to go and look at the webcast myself when I heard it, because I was really you know, surprised, and in saying that, I shouldn't be surprised, because I have watched video of Leon from last season in Prince Albert, and you know, he can skate. I think he's just a guy that has slowed the game down so much throughout his life that he doesn't always move his feet the way he can and play with that pace, and that's something that he's going to learn. And once he does, he's going to be a very significant player in the National Hockey League.
Dan Lambert, head coach of the Kelowna Rockets, joins us. They take on Vancouver tonight. First opportunity to have Morrissey going to be in your lineup as well tonight?
No, we actually decided to give Josh and both Josh and Madison Bowie some time off to go home and kind of take a breath here because they didn't have a Christmas break, and we feel it's important for that for them to kind of calm down a little bit and take it all in, and then once they get here that they're ready to go.
Okay. Now, with Draisaitl, you talked about his ability to slow the game down, but obviously at the NHL you want to speed that up. So will you have conversations with him, or have you had conversations even with the orders? Is that something that they would like, as you as a coach, to keep hammering into him and encouraging him to play fast, even though at that level when he slows the game down he can really dominate?
Certainly it is something that Leon and myself have talked about, and I know that Mr. McTavish and Leon, when they exited or in their exit meetings, Mr. McTavish gave him a list of things that he wanted him to work on, and gave me a list of those things as well. So, yes, and that will be a challenge. There's no doubt that he will be able to slow it down, and he will be able to, hold off defenders at this level, and probably can't do those things. But we will try to push him to move his feet down low specifically and play with that pace through the neutral zone.
Now, Dan, this is a different era. We're a long time ago, but I was in Kamloops when Greg Haugud was scoring 100-plus points for the Blazers. You were in Swift Current. You were a 100-point guy. Those numbers don't happen today from defensemen. But Madison Bowie, who you mentioned, this kid looks to be something special to me. And going down the stretch in the rest of the season and playoffs, I got to think, we talk about the forwards a lot, but he's a huge key to the success of your team.
Yeah, he is. You know, the one thing with Madison, especially with Mitch Wheaton going down this season, Madison played a lot of minutes for us. And some nights, we probably had to play him too much. But he is a horse back there where he can play a lot of minutes, and that certainly helps in situations when you're down a guy. But sometimes it hurts him in the sense of how he plays, because he almost paces himself or tries to save himself a little bit. But certainly the addition of Josh Morrissey should help him that way.
Dan Lambert, head coach of the Kelowna Rockets. Dan, your team, obviously 31 wins in 40 games. There's not much I think you're not going to be happy with. But as you look, last year, you're supposed to be a really good team in the playoffs, and everything can change come playoff time. How do you gear up this final 30 games for your team before the postseason? What are the small little things you want your team to work on so they can go all the way to the Memorial Cup?
Well, first of all, going to the Memorial Cup is one of the hardest tournaments to get to, I believe. Yep. And in saying that, we just have to worry about our own team. Last year, I think we do have a lot of returning guys that I think it was a learning experience. Rarely do you go from 0 to 100 at this level or at any level. So typically, it's a process, and you have to learn to win, and you have to learn to win in the playoffs. And winning in the playoffs is never easy. And I think we, unfortunately, have learned the hard way the last two seasons, really, and we do have quite a few returning guys from that. And I think, that those are all experiences that, we should be better in when we face those situations this year.
Now, Dan, you talk about success in the playoffs. That's what everybody judges teams by, when everything's said and done. The one thing I see with your club, the defense and the goals against, it's best in the league by any measure. There's a couple of teams close, but if you can win close games, you can win in playoffs.
That's correct. Certainly, coming into the season, Jackson Whistle was a goalie that was unproven. He had been a backup at this level, a very good one, but you never know how he's going to handle being a number one. He's done a great job for us defensively. We've worked extremely hard as a team. I think defense is a team game, and it's not just the defense, it's not just the goalie, it's the forwards coming back hard, and I think we've been very committed to that throughout the first half for sure.
Well, Dan, continued success. I know you'll likely have a lot more Oiler fans watching your games either in person or online now, watching the progress of Leon Draisaitl and the Rockets. And best of luck tonight against the Giants and all the way hopefully to the Memorial Cup.
Well, thank you very much.